Venezuela sits atop the world's largest oil reserves, and yet the country does not have enough gasoline right now. So Venezuelan leaders appeared thrilled when the first of five oil tankers arrived from Iran.
Quiero agradecer desde el corazón.
Venezuela's leader, Nicolas Maduro, heaped praise on Iran for selling Venezuela some oil. Risa Grace Targo is following the situation there. She's a Venezuela analyst at the Eurasia Group, a political risk consulting firm. So, Risa, Venezuela is a country with so much oil that at one point in recent years, they were practically giving gasoline away to their people. So why is Venezuela thrilled with the arrival of these tankers from Iran now?
So gasoline shortages have become the principal problem in the country. This is due both to a real lack of domestic refining capacity, with a lot of domestic refineries shuttered, and then also crippling U.S. sanctions and the current oil price, which has made it very difficult for Venezuela to have the type of swap arrangements that they had heading into this crisis.
So U.S. sanctions forbid Iran from selling oil. How risky is it for the Iranians to make this delivery in waters that the U.S. has traditionally thought of as its own sphere of influence?
Well, it's risky, but I think both Iran and Venezuela are making the calculation that the U.S. is distracted dealing with the pandemic here at home and with other foreign policy priorities. Both countries are already heavily sanctioned, and I think that's one of the reasons why this is so appealing to both of them. But in that sense, I think the U.S.'s options are more limited sanctions or otherwise trying to intercept these tankers at sea, which potentially risks escalation. And it seems the Iranians are calculating that the Trump administration is not planning to do that, and that they can go ahead and be provocative without risking that type of military conflict.
Four more Iranian tankers are steaming toward Venezuela. Why do you think blocking their arrival is an option the U.S. would not take at this point?
I mean, I think that the U.S. probably wants to avoid an escalation. You know, this could lead to some sort of incident in the Straits of Hormuz. I think in general, the Trump administration has a lot going on right now and probably doesn't want to risk any sort of escalated conflict with Iran. So, I mean, my sense is that the U.S. is going to respond with kind of limited symbolic sanctions. Obviously, the Trump administration is rejecting this deepened partnership between the two countries. But so far, all signals indicate that they're not going to do anything beyond that.
The ships, according to the website tankertrackers.com, have an estimated 1.5 million barrels of fuel. Is that a lot or a drop in the bucket?
It's a short-term fix. You know, Venezuela is suffering right now from day-long lines around the country as people look for gasoline and, you know, astronomical prices on the black market. In some cases, it's even impossible to find gasoline on the black market. I mean, it's really dire. You know, I think they're going to need more gasoline, whether it's in additional shipments from Iran or trying to resolve the problems at their domestic refiners, which is something that the Iranians are helping them with, but also just looks like something that's going to be very difficult to do given the state of those refiners, the resources and the inputs necessary to do that. And I would say the state-owned oil company PDVSA's track record in managing these types of kind of complex projects.
Risa Grace Targo is a Venezuela analyst at the Eurasia Group, a political risk consulting firm. Thanks for your time, Risa. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.